So is ATF going to play a proactive role at gun shows? Are they going to actually show up and say, hey, if you're making a sale, then, you know, here's, you can use our system here to quickly do the background check?
I certainly, well, they're not going to do that.
Okay.
But certainly if sales are happening, and that's not just the ATF, the state police can do this too, where there is no background check happening, and it should be happening, which is basically anyone who sets up a vending system at a gun show is probably selling more than one gun, Chuck, or else they wouldn't be there.
So you suspect that in order to have enforcement work, you know, you may have just straw buyers that will, in the same way you check for, are you carding people to make sure they don't drink? You're not serving underage people. Same type of thing. Could be just an undercover agent.
Yes, exactly.
And what about online? That seems to be a little bit harder. Do you, like, same thing, straw, the way the FBI might try to get to deal with a potential terrorist?
I think certainly the potential is there for that kind of enforcement. Mm-hmm. What we don't want, Chuck, is for us to be representing victims of gun violence, suing Arms List. Brady has two pending cases against Arms List because someone who was a prohibited purchaser went on Arms List, bought the firearm with no background check. Once someone is dead, our role is not to try to bring litigation after that. We would much rather see the enforcement happen beforehand. So, yes, I would encourage that to happen.
All right. Chris Brown, we'll be watching to see if this rule is enforced the way you described. Because if it's the way you described, it looks like it could be very effective.
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Thanks for coming in.